The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to Throw Out Your Question. So 371. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight, I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
Hey, doing? How you doing?
Brett Murdoch.
What up, people?
And Brian Monjoma.
Who knew that Jesse Smollett was a PlayStation fan?
Oh no, you gotta tell me this off air. What?
You know. You have talked about it. You've seen the news.
No, I mean I know about the guy, but is he like back in the news?
Oh no, 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 no. I'm just making a joke about it.
Alright, fair enough.
Because of what he done.
Oh man. Anyway, we got the full crew for the beginning of a show for once. Crazy talk. How's this impossible?
And off the gates, shout out to One Subset for subscribing.
Yeah, you already know, man. Appreciate that. You know, so we're back with another one. Carlos may have a surprise for us later. We'll see what happens. You know.
Yeah, I gotta do some time management. That's all I'll say.
Uh-oh. All right, man. We didn't get a lot of questions this week, by the way, which is very interesting. There's plenty to talk about, so we can only assume the Super Bowl pulled people away. I had no idea this show was going on. You know,
it's the Super Bowl, Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer,
the Olympics, all these things.
It's a confluence of things, you know. Because I'm like, this week wasn't dry, right? When it came to gaming news, plenty of things to ask about. But yeah, I don't know. But again, like we always say, you know, if these shows ever come out short, it's your fault, not ours.
It's
your show. It's your show, people. But it's all good. That means, well, we get the clock out earlier. This is throwdown. You know we're going to get into a fight later on. Anyway, man, let's get into it. Yeah, throwdown, right? All right. First thing, question is from One Subset. Speaking of, it's One Subset. First question, very controversial.
Uh-oh.
Is Dying Light 2 the new Cyberpunk 2077? From what I hear, and the fellas will tell you, I hear the game is all fucked up. So, you know, just pick up where you left off before the show went off. Adam, go ahead. What's going on with this game, man?
It's close. It's real close to that issue. There's a bunch of issues. There's audio issues. There's crashing. There's death loop. There is just missions that'll give you a marker. You'll get to that marker, and there's no mission, no activity, no NPC. Nothing happened. You'll go to a safe house. You'll see a cot to sleep and a stash. The stash will give you the prompt to interact, and the cot, there is no prompt. So you can't sleep. If you can't sleep, then you have two options. You either just stay there and linger around until daylight comes, or you go back out in the world and try to find a mission or somewhere else to go. It's a mess. It's just a mess. So they definitely have a lot of issues. The game is still fine when it's playable, but when it's not, a lot of technical problems, which is what Cyberpunk has. It's fun, right? But it's got these technical issues. The one plus side, as opposed to the Cyberpunk situation, seems like the latest patch that dropped for PC on Friday, from what I'm reading, actually worked. It said it was addressing the Deathloop issue, crashing, audio bugs, a lot of the stuff that I had just mentioned. But the console one, they said that they put it in for... reevaluating to just make sure if the patch works, which we know is BS because they've released patches on multiple games and then they still don't work. So I don't understand what's the holdup. But anyway, it's in that processing stage. It should drop sometime this week on PlayStation. But according to the reports, a lot of these issues are fixed and addressed. And that can't be said for the same for the Cyberpunk. And also, it seems that with the Cyberpunk, I remember there was a really poor performance on last-gen consoles. Yeah. That's not the case here. Dying Light 2, we've seen reports and that people are talking about it that do have it. PS4 is fine. Xbox One 5, yeah, it's slow loading, whatever, but that's expected, older hardware. But no one's reporting crashing, unplayable, you know, let's say you're parkouring off and that you know you go into like 20 frames per second. No, you're not even seeing any of that, which is great. So that's what I'm saying. It's not really on the level of Cyberpunk, but it's close.
Chris, I know you were having some issues.
Yeah, I mean, I had some of the issues that Adam was having. He was telling me, like, certain safe houses didn't work.
Oh, we're playing on both of us are playing on Series X and Brett as well. Yeah. Just so people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the same platform, I got the audio buzzing, like, just randomly I'll get into fights, like, and then the audio just, you just hear a loud buzzing. That's it. And then not only does it kill, like, you can't hear anything else but the buzzing. The subtitles don't work anymore. So if you get in a dialogue thing, you can't even read what the character is saying. So you have to quit the game or restart the Xbox, and it's in the ass. I haven't encountered any major things. Like Adam said, there's nothing like Cyberpunk had where you fall through the map or any crazy shit like that. But there's weird issues. There's the COD thing is another thing. So in Dying Light, you have a safe house. Usually you have your stash, which is your bag. You can dump extra items in your inventory in it, and there's a place to sleep. So you can fast forward the clock to either dusk, so you can run around at night and collect more stuff, or you fast forward to morning and just avoid the night altogether. Well, some of the places, they just don't work. You can't sleep. So the only place that has consistently worked is a bazaar. But if you're far away from there, you're just standing around. I have stood in UV lights in areas for all night and just waited for the sun to come up because it's too dangerous to run around. I got my fist. I'm like, the game is goddamn stingy on giving you weapons. The old game used to give you stuff all the time. You used to be able to craft. I used to find stuff all the time. I find nothing but scraps and junk. I have punched my way out of zombies a whole bunch of times, and that's dumb. I'm like, how can I not be finding weapons? I actually have to turn it down to easy mode and go scavenge to actually get some stuff because I don't find stuff when it's on normal. They got to fix that. But I'll stand around and wait like till the game clock goes to daylight so I can actually progress. And it's
So my review is going up. I gave it some time. It's going up tomorrow morning, right, over at the Coalition. And I brought this up and the fact that you're fighting bandits, right? You see the bandits are coming at you with weapons. Beat the shit out of them. You would think you would be able to pick up their weapon after you killed them.
Oh, disappears.
Yeah, it disappears. It's like, what the hell? All you have is the option to loot them. That's it. But I'm like, why can't... If they drop the weapon, it just makes sense that I can pick the shit up.
I think that's broken because somebody else, somewhere in the game, it says that you can pick up bandits' weapons. Okay. No, you can't. You can't. No. They disappear as soon as you kill them.
That and the stealth kill doesn't work. That is not a proper
description. Yes, the takedowns don't work.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, go into this area, you'll sneak up behind them, press X. Okay, I've done it. And then everywhere, all the other walkers get alerted and they start running at me. I'm like, why? Some of them are in the other room. There's one guy in this one room. I just stealth killed him and these walkers are running from the other room. They heard that. It's not a stealth kill then. It's just a regular kill. It's just a melee kill. Bullshit. So, it's got problems, man. It's got problems.
And Brett had the death loop.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on a lot of this except for the fact that I can't fucking play.
Oh, shit.
So, I mean, it's a fun game. It has a lot of problems. I get that this wasn't where they wanted to end up, but here we are, and I've been this way for 5 goddamn days, and I'm starting to get a little annoyed.
So, I mean, how long have they been working on this game?
Like 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like longer than that, wouldn't it? You know,
I think they announced it, but you know how when they announce something, it's just an idea. Mm. They're like, oh, we're working on it. When? Soon we'll start. But I mean, they just let people know.
I mean, Tony, you played, like, seen and played early builds of this game.
Yeah, 2018, 4 years ago.
Hmm.
And then if you count, like, the delays with the whole COVID and not being to complete everything with a full staff, I'm sure they'll say they had something with that as well that slowed down production. Who knows? But still, they shouldn't have released it. You have testers. Come on now. We're not looking for problems. This is in-your-face problem. It's not like, oh, and I went to this one side mission and this happened. Okay, that's a one-off. No, this is constant. This is everywhere. This is within the game. Testers.
You think the gaming industry would have learned its lesson after Cyberpunk, right? But now we got this. We got Crossfire, which I heard is an even bigger mess. Crossfire X. It's like, bro, like, what the hell are we doing here? You know?
They got caught in the Crossfire. Crossfire! Yeah.
Shoot, I remember the board game. Remember with the little ball?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You get caught in the
Crossfire.
Crossfire.
I love that game.
But yeah, anything else you guys want to say about Dying Light? I haven't played this, and it seems like I shouldn't play it from what you guys are telling me. So,
Just if you were hyped for it, stay hyped, but just keep track of the patches and the notes and stuff and see if they fix it. Right now, it's not worth it just because there's just too many problems. You're going to come across shit that's going to piss you off. The one thing that really pissed us off, especially with Brett, besides getting in that death loop, is that there's no sync progression. For a game that supports four-player co-op, and you're running around, and you're like, oh, we're going to have a good old time. We're going to complete quests. This is going to be great. And only the host gets the credit.
Adam?
If you go, that sucks.
Doesn't that sound familiar?
Yes.
Yeah. Back 4 Blood did that. Far Cry 5 did that. But the Division 1 and 2 do not do that. You know, there's plenty of other games that do not. And so we know it can be done. It's just, why is this not the standard? Yeah, why is this not the standard? If you're promoting this and you want to encourage it, I don't know anyone out there, no one on this panel, no one says, you know what, I would love to jump in someone's game and get no credit for it. Let's do it all night long. 40 hours, I'm all in, just for you and your save. Let's do it.
At least do it where, if someone is ahead of the game and someone's like behind or hasn't started it yet, make it so you can't play the later levels until the other person catches up. Yeah. Because then you can make it so someone random just, starts the level 2, progresses to the end of the game, completes the game, and gets none of the progression.
Yeah, I don't understand how many Souls games has been out there that do this, right? You call in your buddy, you go fight the monster, you get the credit, your buddy gets experience, you all get something out of it, right? You get souls, you get money, you get anything you pick up, you get all that stuff. How is it that they can do that? Japan's doing that, and yet these other games, besides Division, everyone else nah, you just jump in your buddy's game and you don't get anything.
It's bullshit, Mr. Davis.
Borderlands did it. 2, 3, I remember that, running in with people and doing missions, and then when I would go solo, it would still say completed. So it's not a total waste of time. It pays off. There's a plus to this. It's encouraged to play with others, and that if you want to play with my buddies, because I know we're all getting an equal experience out of it. This right here, this turns me off to it. It's like, shit. Then if I jump into playing someone's game, I want to play with them, but then I don't want to go too far into it, because then I'll know, wow, we just did a 2-hour mission, now I got to redo the whole shit.
Yeah, especially if the friend doesn't show up the next time.
You're stuck. You're stuck just playing with that person and to continue the story because you're like, well, I'm not starting over on mine, so I guess, can we play tomorrow? No, are you going with your girl? Oh, your girl's more important. I got it. All right, peace. I'm never playing my game again.
Yeah, you know.
See how this
I'm quitting game.
I thought we were boys. Oh, you put me on silent now. Okay.
Damn. Hey, you blocked my shit.
Well, okay. remove me from Twitter, Aaron, I blocked you.
That's when you go full John Wick, isn't it?
That's it.
That's the starting point. By the way, off topic, the surprise is not going to happen.
Oh, what happened? Did you lose a Super Bowl bet or something?
No. It was. I mean, obviously, it wasn't related to me. It was related to you, Tony.
Me?
Because there's a certain embargo that lifts at midnight.
It ain't happening until 3 a.m., bro.
Yeah, I thought it was midnight Eastern, but it's fucking Pacific. I'm like, God damn. Yeah. It would have been a cool, it'd be like, yo, Tony, what's your thoughts on Horizon? You would have been like, yo, man, I can't talk about that right now.
I'm under
embargo. I'm like, well, it's technically midnight, so.
Yeah. It ain't happening. Unless, we're going to be like Twitter space right now. We're going to go on for 5 fucking hours tonight,
I do have a Super Bowl story if you want to.
We got time to kill.
Yeah, we got. That's what I'm saying. I was just thinking about it. So years ago, right, one of the offices that I worked at, they were all doing like an office pool for $5 put in and to guess the score of the Super Bowl. And I wasn't even watching. And they're like, oh, come on, you never know. So I give them $5 and I picked the most random note. They show me a chart. They're like, right, this is, and I forgot. To this day, I don't remember what it was. I circled it, left it alone. Didn't think about it. Anyway, Monday comes. I'm sitting at my desk. One of the guys that was in charge of it, he's like, you're so lucky. And he puts an envelope on my desk. I'm like, What do you mean? He's like, you won. He's like, you hit the nail on the head. You got the score right. $900.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit.
I bought a Roku. I paid a bill. My wife out to the steakhouse. We ate. I always remember that. And I was like, guys, this is the most luckiest thing. I've never won a lot or any of that stuff. But this, and it was very random. I'm telling you, I didn't follow. I wasn't like, well, that team is pretty good. They got some great wonders. I did nothing. They put a chart in front of me, asked me for $5, and I circled some. And I was like, I'm done. Okay. Fine, whatever. You know, I'll participate. You know, and I wound up winning.
That's wild, great. Dude. Yeah, that's wild.
$900.
Adam man. Stories.
Adam's never fail, man. All right. Moving on here. Next question, also from One Subset. I'm tossing this in here just because we got to reiterate his question. Just very simply, will Bungie work on a new SOCOM? We said this before. No, they're not. That's not why Sony bought him. You know.
Yeah, and also Sony mentioned that they're going to let Bungie do whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly. Essentially be
kind of pseudo independent. So yeah, I doubt that Bungie would want to take SOCOM on.
Yeah, the guys at Bungie like, you know what we really want to do?
We want to do SOCOM.
We really want to make a new SOCOM game.
Yeah, that makes absolutely no sense. Go ahead, Brett.
It just strikes me as like you come home and you're like, hey, you show your neighbor, you're like, hey, check out this new money printing machine I got. He's like, oh, cool, cool. What are you going to turn that into? What do you mean? What am I going to turn that into? It prints money.
Right? No, you're right. It was like, why? No, use that to, you know, make pancakes. Like, no, here to make money.
This is, you know, Jim Ryan's like, Bungie, the reason why we've got you is we really think you would be an incredible studio to remake Jumping Flash.
I will say, Bungie and Zipper sound kind of like they're part of the same, you know, name tree. That's it.
How?
I don't know, just two-syllable names, and Bungie, Zipper. I don't know. Right. I thought I threw in my
maybe
2 cents.
Like a zip line, maybe a rope, and then a bungee. If you go bungee.
Yeah, jumping, like it's like ropes and stuff.
Yeah, ropes.
That's the next company they'll get. Ropes.
Yeah. Ropes. So, yeah, there's not really much to say here. We explain why they're not going to. Because people already go, oh, what company, what games is Bungie going to bring back? Like, they never said that. They never said anything like that. You know? Microsoft was almost like, hey, we're going to bring some Activision properties back. They said that. You know, but Sony was like, listen, these guys are independent. They're going to do their thing.
I have a question.
Why is it? Oh, hold on. So, Bilbo Swaggins is in the house.
Oh,
what's going on?
Bilbo went to fight. Yeah.
By the way, guys, since we're low on questions, feel free to ask us any, man, in the chat. Anyway, Carlos, what's up?
Keep it secret. Keep it safe. Yeah, if you know, Bungie is probably going to do a Destiny 2, Destiny 3 upcoming. Are you guys, you know, with everything that's happened, you know, Destiny 1, the bullshit that happened with that, Destiny 2, the rope-a-dope they did at the beginning, are the old Destiny guys that played Destiny, I'm thinking Tony, Adam,
I'm done. Brett. I'm done. No more Destiny.
You're done? I'm done.
So let me ask you, are you asking me if the most financially exploitive game I can think of off the top of my head, now being owned by the most financially exploitive company I can think of off the top of my head, is going to produce a game that I'll play? I'm going to give a big old no to that.
Damn.
Okay.
Just based off of that, because every time they release another piece of content or some other big part, I'll check out the reviews. See, you know, if there's anything that'll pull me back in. And it always starts off, this is great, great story holding. And then at the end, it says the same shit. Very grinding. You do a lot of grinding just to get to another part. And I don't want to do that. They're like, oh, another 5 or 6 hours of grinding, and then you'll be able to do the final mission of this deal. No, I'm not. This latest one, they're talking about the same shit. So it's like, I don't have that time. I want to do anything.
I remember we played the game, we beat it, and then I remember Adam would always tell me, yo, let's do multiplayer. And we did multiplayer. We just go from one platform to the other continuously.
We were just farming because that was the only way to get good shit. And you notice we weren't the only ones that are doing it. You see a bunch of other heads, everyone doing the same shit. Wait till the big creature drops, then you go leave, and you wait for the time, then you come back.
I'm not doing it again. And here's the thing with Destiny, right? This is for Destiny 1 and 2, right? Every single DLC that dropped, I always heard the same thing. Tony, you got to come back. It's different now. Tony, got to come back. It's different. It was the same every time. It never changes. So a big fat 3 is not going to change anything either. It's the same fucking game. I'm done. I'm good.
Yeah, the reason why I asked is because that's how I felt with Destiny 1, and I'm like, I'm not touching this again. But then when everyone most people in the panel got the game, I'm like, oh, I guess I got to play it now because, you know, to play along with everyone. But yeah, I'm interesting that.
Yeah, don't everyone, worry. That's not going to happen this time, man. That's not going
to
happen.
It would have to take a drastic change for me to jump back in. If they just changed the formula where it's like, oh, guess what? You remove the grinding and it's just going to be just a fun, straight, narrow story with some side missions.
I was going to say, yeah, the only way I'll play Destiny again, if it's like, hey, here's an actual single player campaign, no multiplayer whatsoever, and it's an actual story, you know, third act structure, then I'll play it, but I'm not touching the multiplayer stuff ever again. No, I'm done. Done with that shit. You know, you guys tricked me twice already. Nope. I'm good.
There are a lot of games I would pay $100+ for.
Yeah, no, I'm good. All right.
Speaking of, you probably got one of it, right? The Battlefield, everybody putting in that they want their money back. It's like over, was it 150,000 people?
I heard about that. Yeah, the petition.
That came out. Brutal. Yeah. They were like, they want their money back. This game is still broken. It's still missing leaderboards. It's still missing a lot of the basic functions of a multiplayer game. It's
that same trend, man. I keep saying it. They keep releasing unfinished games. I can't believe it's not even to the Cyberpunk extent, which is, you know, probably the worst case scenario. But even to the Halo Infinite extent, the Battlefield extent, where it's like features are missing. You know, random stuff here and there is just not there. The thing with Red Dead Redemption 2 with the multiplayer, it was like started in beta.
Yeah, I'm like all messed up.
Now, to put that in context, like, I don't think anybody here is going to complain or disagree when I say games are getting, you know, infinitely more complex and we're going to have a tougher time getting them out of the gate with zero problems happening, right?
Yeah, like, unfortunately.
A couple of bugs will happen. As a fan of Bethesda, but I'm telling you this happened. The more complicated the game, the more bugs you're going to get. But we're releasing games now in a state of completely just not finished. There's just no other way to put it. They're not done. But they're obviously hitting a deadline that makes the shareholders happy at the expense of the gamers. And I think it's, you know, they're going to keep doing this until we say that's enough. And I thought Cyberpunk was enough.
That's what I thought, you know, like, too, bro.
The whole industry was quaking in its boots for 2 months, and all of a sudden they fucking forget?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a year where they just delayed everything, right? Out of that fear. But now we're going back to the bullshit. Dying Light 2, Crossfire X. You know, it's like, when is this going to end? It isn't. It isn't, unfortunately. I don't know, man. Because it's like,
no, and
these games are... the only answer is like, give them more time. But it's like, how long can we wait? We got to get these games out, you know?
Well, and here's another thing that I've come to, that's rising up to be a bigger problem that Sony and Microsoft need to directly address. The process that they have to go through to get a patch approved is way too fucking long when you're releasing broken games, right? Like, I'm waiting on the Dying Light patch. It's out on PC right now. It's going to be another 3-4 days before it hits consoles. Why? Why? Like, why is there no fast lane for game-breaking stuff?
Yeah,
especially when we live in a world where the first week, the first month is so important to the reception of a game. It can kill a game dead in the water. Why would you not have a fast pass to be able to put in an emergency patch in less than 24 hours? Because I know, I've been waiting for fucking ever for this game. I've been not able to play for 5 days, and that is a lot, especially when you consider, like, hey, there goes my weekend. And hey, now everybody's fucking 5 levels higher than me. The whole player wave just passed me. Everybody's beating the game. Everybody's talking about these story cues that I haven't gotten to. And by the time the fucking game comes out, Elden Ring's going to be here, basically. Like, so where's my window here? Am I going to put off Elden Ring to play your fucking game because you couldn't get your shit together? No, so for the most part, I'm just that – for people who enjoy multiplayer games in the sense of, like, I like playing with the first wave of players. I think it's a cool communal experience before everybody gets bored of the fucking game and turns on each other. That's the only time you actually see, like, people getting along. So it's a cool, fun thing, and you see a lot of people helping each other. But that shit passes really quick. Or, like, you know, a lot of games, like Division comes out – you want to try and stay in the same range as a lot of the players if you can, if you're a big Division fan or Destiny fan or whatever, so that you can, you know, kind of experience this with a big portion of the group. That shit is all out the window, man. And as well as is my fucking patience, man. Like, I'll be honest, it's a bit sour grapes at the moment. you know, when it comes out, I'll be like, cool. So I've just been like staring at my hands the last few days, like not getting excited about this game. And now it comes out, I'm like, oh, cool. I'm just going to jump on this and get excited now. I'm not at all pissed off.
To piggyback off of that, just to get, you brought it up. So, you know, on Xbox, been replaying Division 1 and 2. We finished it with my buddies. They've never played on one. So we finished it on 1. We started 2. And we're doing all the campaign missions. We just finished that yesterday. But the same thing. We're going to safe houses. There's nobody there. There's no one to play. Why? Because it's come out. It's been a few years. No one's playing it. But it's not until we get to the end game. Then when you go to White House stuff, it's packed with people. Because that whole audience has already moved on. And there's not many that are still starting out or doing what we just did. So that's the same situation he's talking about. It's like you jump in that wave so you can move with them. And then you always have a player base to jump around and matchmake and stuff. But if you don't, if you come in later in the game, especially in these type of games, you're going to fly solo. You're going to try to do matchmaking. There's not going to be anyone to play with.
Yeah.
I think that just depends on like the game. Because, again, speaking purely from experience,
well, it definitely does.
In Division 2 on PC and Monster Hunter World on PlayStation 4, in both those games, anytime that I looked for help, there was always someone that came along. Now, granted that they could have been higher level than me that came down to help me out, that's fine, I don't mind that. Or in most of the cases, it was a case of someone else was playing, and this goes back to what you guys said about the Division 2, about Dying Light 2. There was someone else who was playing like the same mission as I was, so I hopped in his mission, and then we both completed it together. So hence, we both progressed that same mission at the same time by me helping them out. So there's always been someone there to help out to some degree. So I think it just does depend on the type of game. Division 2, the same thing. Anytime that I looked for players, mostly endgame stuff, there was always someone there. But up to endgame, it was hard to find people, but there were like one or two every now and then.
It was very random. We'll put it on matchmaking and we're like, you know what? We're standing around at the front gate waiting. Nothing happened. And we'll just jump into mission and maybe somebody will jump in. And they were always high level. Always. They weren't like guys starting out. They were always high gear level. And then clearly they were doing their dailies. And that's what was happening.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. This is a daily probably. And then they bounce out. They just did a random select.
Yeah. And Brett, to answer your question, I don't know the exact reason why patches take so long, but again, from my experience, I'm not logging in. From my experience, is that it's something to do with the verification process of patches on PlayStation and Microsoft platforms. I don't know what it is. I don't know what they check in there, but that process takes time. Because when I was watching and playing like a lot of Warframe, it'd be always the same thing. Again, PC will get the patch first, and then. Like, they talk on live stream saying, okay, the same patch is on the way for consoles. You need to wait, like, 2 weeks because we need to get through the verification process and blah, 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 blah. So I guess you can blame Sony and Microsoft for that. That's also why with the Division 2, there was a big problem with, what was that thing called, Adam? They had that...
The Summit Warlords?
No, you know how, like, they had, like, the test server thing. The PTS.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, in Division 2, they had what's known as the PTS, the playable test server, which pretty much was anytime they'd like make like a new patch or something, they'd have like
give
a beta build.
That group for a while, yeah. For everybody to play and test it out and figure out if it's got any other issues that need to be addressed.
Exactly. But that was only available on PC because, again, with PC, you can just push out a patch then and there. There's no process. It's just simply, hey, it's out there, it's done. But it couldn't happen on consoles because, again, you have to wait some time. And the fact that they'll need to like, change things like over time and change things slowly and every now and then, you just couldn't have that because, again, you change something, you'd fix it or you'd adjust things, but then you need to wait like 2 weeks to actually apply it for those guys on consoles. So hence they said, nah, it's not worth the time and effort. I think towards the end, they eventually did find a way of doing it. I don't know since
I still haven't
since
no,
I stopped
I
watching
know,
it. Yeah. Well, again, I haven't watched it in like 2 years, so I don't know. But last I heard, they were looking into ways of trying it, but they never did. So it just seems like the patching process on consoles just takes a long time to get through the verification, which I think is weird. Because if it takes that long to verify it, then I'm guessing that they do the same thing when the game gets placed up there, but then they still allow the game to be placed there in a broken state. So I think what you're talking about is
with Heartland. They're doing that with Heartland, the Division of Heartland. They're sending out random invites for people to jump in for a few hours and test it out, and then you fill out a little survey thing. So they are doing it now for that, but I haven't seen it. But yeah, they're going in that direction. They should, all developers should do that, especially if you're going multi-plat, because like you mentioned, it's like it could be a different experience. It's different hardware. Shit happens. It's different builds. Something that works on one might completely break on.
All right, move on here. Got another question from Mr. Once Upset. Will we ever see Beyond Good and Evil?
Next question. Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows, man? Who knows? Talk about a game that's been in development forever, right?
Yeah, depends on Ubisoft. If Ubisoft doesn't want to make it into another service game, like every single other one of their games.
Well, you saw the prototype, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it was going to be.
Yeah.
What's up, Chris?
The last trailer was, what, E3 2016? They showed something?
Yeah.
And I mean, even people are asking later, and Ubisoft's official line was, don't ask about it. Like, that was the official line, like, don't ask. They had
don't ask, don't some tell, kind of
event,
right?
And they said that at the beginning of the event. Like, I don't know if it was for Rainbow Six or something, and they're like, don't ask us about Beyond Good and Evil 2. It's like, why not? What the hell is this game?
Yeah, what's going on with this thing?
Yeah, Beyond Good and Evil 2 is hanging out with Skull and Bones, you know?
Oh, it stink. They both sink.
Yeah.
In the ocean.
Right, you know, I like that pun. All right, not much more to say about that one. Here. Right, I just picked this one up from the chat, from Logic Wins.
The winning?
Yeah, he goes, considering you guys, Tony in particular, were underwhelmed by Nintendo's most recent Direct, assuming they release a more powerful Switch later this year, what games or features would get you excited about Nintendo again?
I don't know. It's funny enough. We ordered that. It's called a Steam Deck.
Yeah, exactly. We got the Steam Deck.
It's gonna be tough because the Steam Deck, if that's the case, will already be out. So it's like if someone says, "Oh, we're working on this other game," there's like, "Well, I'm playing all the current games now. Don't tell me you're gonna give me an old version of, let's say, we're all finally getting Dying Light 2 when there's a Dying Light 3." You know what I mean? That type of thing. It's like, no way. It's going to be very difficult. Very difficult.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, you guys pretty much said it. Like with Steam Deck, I don't care what Nintendo did. Like I'm done. I'm done with Nintendo. It's like, yeah, I got to play Metroid, and then before that, it was like 2 years since I touched the Switch. That company just doesn't make games I care about. You know, if I want to play a good handheld, get the Steam Deck. So yeah,
you know what's going to happen.
I don't care. You know, 4K 60 frames a second Switch. I don't care. I'm done. I don't care anymore.
You know what's going to happen. We already know. It's no lie. It's right there. You go on Steam right now. You got RetroArch. All the emulators are there for PlayStation. You know that the group that's working, that has the Switch emulation on PC and stuff, they're going to figure out a way to get it on the Steam. And there you go.
Yeah. That's it. That's going to happen.
They're going to do it.
Yo, by the way, I heard a crazy story. That guy got 3 years in
prison
for... And
Nintendo, they made a news post about it. They were boasting about it.
They want to spread the word. They want to hinder anybody thinking of getting the same idea to continue with that project.
Jeez.
Someone will. They're always somebody.
Yeah, Kisha goes, that take would infuriate the people at Reset Era. Screw those Reset Era. Bunch of jokers.
At this point, there are several key games that we all love. That's not disputed. We're just saying that the value for the rest of the system really isn't there, especially at the prices that you pay for games that are this dated and age. Nintendo hasn't tried to be relevant or current. I mean, it tried with the release of the Switch, but we all knew that it was releasing halfway through a generation, so it was going to be run up on pretty quick. And they've had no answer for that. They've just kind of sat back on their laurels the same way they always do. And it's just not working anymore. Their Blue Ocean thing... The problem with that is the pond that they moved to, that shit's evaporating. Nobody cares about that because they have, you know, cell phones and the Steam Deck and shit coming out. So either they're going to be, I think they're just going to go the way of Sega, man. And that's fine. Then we'll be fine with them again. But they're trying to hold up their shaky ass console by putting a tax on pretty much every video game that you play. When you can go over to a different platform and get a game for like literally $6 and then Nintendo is going to charge you $50 for it. That shit's your own fault, man.
Yeah, so, I feel like they're not... They always do this with, you know, their consoles for the most part, at least recently. It's just they go for the lowest like common denominator when it comes to the tech, when it comes to the software, when it comes to anything. I mean, there's no Nintendo achievements. I don't know. Is there voice chat now, or we're still waiting for that?
Yeah. I don't think there is.
I think some it's within some of the games. Fortnite, if you
again, like Nintendo doesn't do anything exciting, like anything, like you know, technological wise, like nothing they do is exciting to me. You know, so like, why should I bother? Yeah, come on, man. And then I'm sorry, those games. I don't care about most of those games. Animal Crossing, oh, big deal. Like, I don't care about that stuff. Or Pikmin, or where the fuck's coming out right now. Pokemon, Mario Kart 8. I don't care about any of these fucking games. I played Mario Kart 8 for like an hour. I'm like, this is stupid. And I never touched it again. And it's the biggest game on the system, you know? Breath of the Wild, I thought that was overrated. The only game I really liked was Mario Odyssey and Metroid Dread are like the only games I liked, you know, that are like first party. Obviously, you know, Octopath was dope, but you could play that on Steam Deck probably, you know? Yeah, I don't care. Don't care. Nintendo, listen, there's a reason I stopped buying Nintendo stuff back during the Super Nintendo era. It was between the Super Nintendo and Switch. I didn't own any Nintendo stuff, and this is why. The company just doesn't do anything that compels me or is interesting, you know? Their fans like it. That's fantastic. Great, good for them. It's not for me, man. Not for me. Like, I need companies to push shit forward, and Nintendo does not do that with this cheap-ass Switch. When it came out, we were like, what is this? What, this is garbage. You know, and now it's really showing. It was showing you the day it came out. Now it's like worthless. It's a worthless system. And as we talked about in the last episode, they have nothing coming this year. Nothing. But did you see the last Direct? It was a bunch of fucking ports, you know, and then the fan. I'm going off on a rant right now, brother. Don't stop me. You got the fans out there. Yeah, you got the fans.
I want to know who's like, for example, like I always use my Switch, but I use it for third party. Is there anybody else, anyone in the chat that has it that just uses it for third party?
Why would you play third party that way? You could play it on better systems.
Because you know? I like it on the go. The fact that I could play Diablo 3, I played that on the go.
Yeah, well, you're going to play it on a better system soon.
Now, yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, that. So there's no reason. There's nothing that can pull me. If they say, oh, we got another Mario Kart, and you play it on the Switch.
I don't care about Mario Kart. The only Mario Kart I liked was the one on Super Nintendo. I don't care, you know? And I could, you know, have other ways to play that one, if you know what I'm talking about, you know? Like, the only Nintendo things I care about are Super Nintendo stuff. I don't care about anything else, you know? Like, whatever.
Well, I just hope that the whole thing with Steam Deck, it doesn't crap out. That's all. I hope it lives up to it, and we don't have.
I just have a huge issue when a company brags about getting Portal into their system. It's like, I love Portal as much as it came out. It came out a decade ago for the most recent.
I'm sorry, this is garbage. It is garbage. All right. Anyway, go on.
I mean, and you know, to that, I mean, I wouldn't mind a Switch Pro, because for me, one of the biggest issues that I have is that I can't play it on my TV. The way I prefer playing Switch games is with a Switch.
Yeah,
it's with a Pro controller. The Pro controller is really good. You know, having it on the dock, but whenever I input that into my TV, it just looks bad.
Horrible. That's why I had to buy that adapter, the M Classic, so it doesn't look like dog ass on my TV. You know, mm-hmm. Again, if you're excited about technology and games, why would you buy this? Pathetic, you know.
Yeah, anyway. It sucks, man. Because I'm a big fan of a lot of stuff that Nintendo does in terms of first party games, but you know, when it comes to the consoles, they're really hit and miss. The best selling game is a Wii U port, and not only is the best selling game a Wii U port. But one of their biggest directs ever was a map pack for that Wii U port, and it's like it's getting ridiculous.
Carlos, DLC for a Wii U game. Think mm-hmm. about that.
Yep.
Can I say that they had a good idea? Like, I still stick by when we talked about the Switch launching. Like, yeah, it's a good idea. Take something you can, you know, plug into your TV. You can take on your go. Seamless gaming, uninterrupted. Meet your friends on a rooftop. Live like ever. The idea makes sense, and it's not a bad idea. It's a pretty good execution, actually, of the Blushin strategy. The problem becomes, when you do a good idea badly and fail to improve on that, you leave the door open for somebody else to swoop in and do your idea better. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. If you open up new areas of the ocean with your whole Blue Ocean strategy and attract a whole bunch of fish, like, you better be Alpha Predator in that new ecosystem. Because if you're not, somebody's just going to come along and trump you and kick you out of your own ecosystem, which is basically what we're seeing here.
Yeah, with Steam Deck, that's right.
Yeah, and I don't foresee good things, because even if it has a fairly mediocre reception, it's going to change the narrative. And when you take into account like Steam's sales, like that alone, for anybody willing to sit down and crunch the numbers, or you know the amount of money that you would save by like, wait, so all those games that we already bought on the computer, he already has them on this, so I don't have to buy him a whole bunch of new games if we get him the system. Done. All right. Especially with an entry point at $300, which is pretty much matching the Switch in terms of what most people are. I think it's down to a little less than 100 now, but in terms of, you know, spending $250 to $300, it's the same price range.
Yeah.
So it's not even, you know, and even at that, you can get an Xbox Series S for $300. For the price point, it doesn't perform either. So it's now failing on all of these fronts, including the category that it itself created. The Switch is being out-switched. And that wouldn't happen if they were trying a little, if they listened to some of the complaints of their fan base, even, you know, because some of us in here don't, some of us hate Nintendo more than others. I kind of have a love-hate relationship with them. I want to love them, but I hate how they don't listen to anything that I say as a consumer.
Well, Brett, I've told you that for years. Listen, I've been in meetings. They don't care about what fans say. Back when Rainfall and all that shit happened, when people were calling up the and clogging up the customer service line and the support lines to ask for god damn it, what was that RPG, the one the Final Fantasy guy did, it wasn't coming over here, huh?
The Last Remnant.
Lost Odyssey.
No, not Lost Odyssey. I don't think it was that. I think it was Last Remnant or something like that, or Last Story or something like that. Like, and they
Last
asked,
Remnant. That was the thing that killed my Xbox.
Yeah. So, I mean Reggie said it himself. He said, I mean, go back and listen when he talked about look up was it called Project Rainfall or something, that the fans were doing this grassroots thing to call up Nintendo and beg for these ports. He said we don't really listen to our fans, like. All they listen to, all they do is crunch numbers and see how things perform. That's it. And most of the directive comes from Japan, which means Japan looks how their stuff performs and then project it on the rest of the world. That's mm-hmm. how Nintendo has operated forever, right? So, of course, they don't listen to Brett. They're not listening to America or Europe or whatever. They just see how stuff is doing,
and,
right?
And it doesn't make it any better when a lot of the people on this side of the ocean just eat, or you know over there, or you know the Westerners just eat up everything that they fucking throw out.
Yeah, again,
because all it does is prove them right. Whoa, you know, we don't need to listen to them because they'll eat it up no regardless. Who cares about making a mother port? Yet no, we give you was it Earthbound for Nintendo and for Super Nintendo. Where's the second one?
Yeah, no, you know, you're 100% right. If you go on Twitter, you would think that this Nintendo Direct was the most monumental thing of all time. And I'm like, are you serious? It was trash. It was objectively trash. You know, but yet they eat it up. You know,
all you need to do is just give them a cheap. You know, if you have any question as to, you know, how easy to impress these people are, all you need to do, if you feel like your Nintendo Direct is not doing amazingly, all you need to do to get the cheap pop is just say, hey, we're going to throw another character into Super Smash Brothers. And then it's just like the industry is ended.
Yeah.
Yeah. People faint.
Yeah, that's all you need, man. You're going to have dudes crying, you know.
It's like that. They're so Nintendo gives them so little, and they want even, and they'll just eat it all up.
Oh man, that sounds like a line from a movie. You get so little.
Yeah,
that's something from Chappelle. He said, "You get so little." I don't know.
I mean, it's just.
No, you're right. You're right, though. You know,
they're literally giving Nintendo fans like table scraps. It's just like it's not even.
Oh, yeah, in the chat, remember I made the Morton Joe analogy?
Yeah.
That's Nintendo. They open the water. You get so little at the bottom. That's Nintendo fans. You got your little tin out trying to collect the water that they're throwing out for you. You barely get like a cup's worth of water. That's what they do, right?
Yeah. Shout out to Mob Hits for the 100 bits. Appreciate that. You know.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Let's move on. I don't want to talk about Nintendo. All right.
It makes you sad, yo.
Yeah. All right. Kishak, who's also been joining us in the chat tonight. All right. Is Days Gone the most broken Sony first party game ever?
No, not right now.
I don't think so.
Wasn't that broken? I didn't really have
the. I don't. When I mean, I played it like before launch, you know, but with the review code, it was okay. It wasn't like crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but it wasn't broken.
It was fine.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
I guess you could say it's the most broken Nintendo PlayStation game because it's probably the most broken, but it's not that
usually
broken.
Polished. No, it's not. It's not. It's not Dying Light 2. You know.
Yeah. No. It's definitely. You know. I didn't have any issues with it.
I didn't have any issues. Though, yeah, you know.
Was Life of a Black Tiger for Sony? Yeah.
You know. No, that was not. That was not.
Never crashed on me.
I couldn't believe they promoted it though. I was on their YouTube channel. I was like, "What
the Life of Black Tiger?"
But no, I've never had any issues with that game. You know, it was fine.
Yeah, what is he talking about? Like,
I have no idea.
Did he come across? That's the thing.
I think it's like what Manny was trying to say. It's like Sony releases pretty good first party quality games that, you know, there has to be a worst.
I guess. So what's sure, the, why not?
What's, you know, I mean, worst, I mean, would be that, there that were free there play were, game, or whatever that we just talked about that they released. Remember the battle game, whatever it was recently.
Oh, All Stars.
No, the new one that was on PlayStation Plus for a little bit. They wanted $60-$70. It said eventually it was going to come out.
Destruction All Stars.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that was all garbage, right? I liked it.
Yeah,
was you're just talking about glitchy sort of games, not
yeah, glitchy.
Like,
glitchy.
Was that game glitchy?
I don't think so. It was just bad.
I know that Days Gone has had there was a lot of issues reported for that. So that's why he's asking is Days Gone the most broken PlayStation title? Officially, it is because it had the most glitches in it.
Yeah, I guess. But like again, I played the entire game. And I'm like, I didn't encounter anything crazy. You know, and then, again, this was before the day one patch. You know, it was fine. I ran out of gas.
That was my issue. I just kept running.
Was it? I don't know.
Was it Days Gone first party?
Somebody in the chat can let us know.
It was published by Sony. Developers Factor 5.
Yeah.
It wasn't a first party. It was published by them. It wasn't a Sony owned studio, I guess. But yeah. It was, you know, Factor 5, you know, because Factor 5 did the old Star Wars games.
Mm. Oh, Rogue Squadron, right?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, go ahead.
I don't know if I can't think of a broken first party game. Like, and I didn't play Days Gone, so I can't even attest to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mob Hit says, kind of tying this question with the last one. Say what you will about Nintendo, but they hardly ever have buggy games. This is very true. Nintendo games are very, very polished. I'll give them that. You know.
Yeah. So with Nintendo, I'll say this again. Like, you have to separate the hardware from the software. If they're all going to make something for everyone. Like, they have so many IPs, right? That they'll make something. Like Tony even said, like, he likes Mario Odyssey. There's something for everyone, right? Yeah. Animal Crossing is not your thing, but Metroid is, or not that it's Zelda, or not that you like the Donkey Kong Country or whatever. Their software is always quality, right? It's their hardware is always lagging behind. And actually, Manny explained this better than I could. They're always behind the hardware because they're always trying to keep the price down. So yeah. They're always behind everyone else when they release stuff. The technology is all old and are just kind of trying to cut costs wherever they can, right? So they're always going to be behind. They're never going to be ahead of Microsoft and Sony. No, that's for sure. They're never going to be on the same level. They're always going to be behind.
Yeah. So they're always trying to maximize. You realize that they're always trying to maximize their manufacturing, their budget. That's why they're able to have a little bit more of these consoles out on the market than everybody else, because they're using old stuff. Every single time their equipment, you know, their hardware is always older, is already two generations behind.
Yeah, that's why they had two consoles in one generation. You know, we've never seen that before. And they literally called it that. It's like, yeah, we had two generations, you know, within 5 years. Like, what? No, you don't get to do that, you know? Yeah. But Nintendo is going to do what Nintendo's going to do.
Yeah, but all of their stuff is all going to be behind. But at the same time, you know, being that it's old tech, it also allows them to make essentially, solid sort of titles. So it's like, okay, you could either chase the high end, you know, and then maybe come out with a bunch of games that don't, you know, that don't come out very well, or you could just chase the low end and you're using old tech, but everything comes out pretty decent. Yeah. I think the worst I remember the worst of those older games was a port. And I remember the Toad game that came out kind of futzy. There was all kinds of issues with that. because it was
puzzle a one? That Toad puzzle.
Yeah, Toad's Adventure or whatever.
Oh, Toad.
Called.
Okay,
oh,
I'm thinking. Toad? Yeah, I'm thinking about a frog. Yeah, Captain Toad.
Captain,
yeah.
Captain Toad was didn't do wasn't like high end. It sort of was kind of glitchy and stuff. There's
it's also a couple on the 3DS. I remember that.
Yeah,
well, no, I'm not talking version. About the 3DS version. I'm talking about
the Switch
the port.
Yeah,
the
that's what
port.
I'm saying. It came out. That's what I'm saying. The port. It came out first on the 3DS. So yeah, maybe they just tried to use that same build. But
no, it was screwing. On the. It wasn't on the 3DS first. It was on the other one. It was on the Wii U.
Damn, that far back.
Yeah, Manny's right. Manny's right. It was on the Wii U. He's right.
So they're porting that one and not the 3D.
No. They wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Otaku Man who's in the chat.
Yo.
We got to get you back on. But he goes, when Nintendo was on par or superior to Microsoft and Sony, no one bought the consoles. So he's right. The N64 failure, GameCube failure. That's when they were trying to be on par. And you know, after that, we got the Wii, and they're like, "Yeah, we're gonna scale it back." And
yeah, I mean,
they actually found success that way. Yeah.
You know, like the GameCube was essentially more powerful than the PlayStation 2 at the time. But then the moment that they just reused the tech and just added the motion control, you know, gimmick to it, which was the Wii, it started selling like hotcakes.
Now they act like they have no console. Like they're on their own little world. They don't acknowledge any Sony or Microsoft.
I feel like
they just do their own thing. They don't care.
I feel like when the Wii came around, that's when they started saying that they're on their own.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Logic wins real quick. He's answering something. Sketch that was going on. Sketch. You know, he goes because Sketch said that Mario Odyssey is just another Mario game, and Logic Wins goes, respectfully, you didn't play Mario Odyssey. If you have that opinion, name a better platformer that released in the past 5 years. Those are two different things, right? Yes, it is one of the best platformers, but it's still a Mario game. It's still a Mario game at the end of the day. You're not doing anything that game is revolutionary. Like, you get a hat. That's about it. You got a new hat, you know, but it's the same shit. You know, and I love the game, and I'm saying this, you know, so it is, yes, it is one of the best platform games that's released in the same last 5 years. But it's still another Mario game at the end of the day, you know? So let's just, we can have both opinions here, you know? Anyway, let us move on here. Next question. Fergus Mills, man.
Shout out to Fergus Mills.
The savior of throwback, man. So he dropped this in here in the chat right now, actually. Okay, first one. I have a feeling we're going to hear another Adam story. Have you ever stopped being friends or with someone for a short time or forever because of an interaction you had with them or in a video game? If yes, what happened?
Yes.
Oh, when I played Gears with Adam.
Stop being friends, man.
Who you ended it with?
Yeah. No, it's just a buddy of mine.
Wait, Julio? You remember Julio?
I don't want to bring up his name. Anyway, the whole point is that we were playing co-op. It was one of those co-op things. And he just, whenever we agreed, we're going to play this together. And then a few days later, he sent me a message. Oh, look, I got this. I got that. I'm like, you're going way beyond. You're not playing together. And then I would jump in his game when it was time to play. And everyone is super hard. And I can't do anything. And he was like, well, this is what I want to do. I'm going to play. I was like, no, there's no point. We were going to agree that we're all playing together, so then that way we all progress together. And he didn't want to do that. He wanted to go do his own thing. And I was like, all right, then fuck it. And then we just stopped playing and talked to him.
Damn. All right,
anybody else? He said, I'm better than you.
But that's the only thing. If you say you were going to play, like, if we're all going to play together on a certain game, and that's going to be the game that we play. And then if we're not all on, then play something else. Just wait off. Don't boost your way all the way up. Then the next time we're like, oh, you were playing that night? Yeah. And then I see that you're already maxed, you know, fucking 60 in level, and I'm still 10 or 12. And I'm like, what the? Now it's not even fun for me to play with you because it's too hard. My bullets, I think it was back when Borderlands, that whole thing. I was like, now I can't do anything. You ruined it. So now I'll just play by my damn self.
Yeah. Anybody else? I don't have any stories like that.
When I played Gears with Adam.
Oh.
Oh shit, there we go.
He left me for dead and moved on with he cheated on me with some other skank.
Damn.
You can still come and play with us. We're replaying that again.
It's too late, man. The friendship's over.
Oh damn.
Oh damn.
So hard. It's like juggling. Life is like juggling.
All right, anybody else? I'm guessing that's a no.
Everybody, you know, sort of still play with when I do.
Yeah, like if you're gonna get upset or cut somebody off because of a game, it's not the game that's the problem. You guys had a bad friendship to begin with, you know.
Tony, when you punched Evil Chris, was that over a video game?
I didn't punch him. I punched the fan, you know, and it was something else completely. It was not a video game. But yeah, because it was one of those things. He got me so pissed off. Because he would always be that dude that always has to be right, you know? So, yeah, he got me pissed off. I wanted to deck him in the face. But, you know, at the last minute, I was like, Tony, don't hit people because you're mad. So I punched the fan and broke it. You know? I think Manny was there too that day.
Yeah. And he went, "Rrr!" Yeah, man. That's what he said. You're like that. It exploded. And he was like, "Rrr!"
That shit went to pieces. Kind of comical.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it was hilarious, man.
Well, the thing about it, like,
he was a very infuriating guy. Let's just be honest.
He always did shit to fuck with you. You know, he'll buy like a programmable like pad that literally you could program all the super special moves in Street Fighter, and he could just press one button, it'll do it. He's like, "Oh well, I bought the controller. I can use it the way I want."
Yeah, I still remember the first time you met him. You know, very bad experience, I guess. That was terrible, but it was annoying. Like, basically, he knew Manny, you know, really like Darkstalkers, right? So, you know, Manny and I were at my house and stuff. We're playing. Chris comes over, and then he starts playing. And Chris is really, really good at fighting games, right? So he beats Manny. He then he's like, I thought you were good. So Manny throws a controller at him and leaves.
because he knew he was being a fucking asshole.
He was a fucking dick. You know, he really was.
Like, that's the guy did FIFA with, right? That's not him, right?
No, that was that's Mike.
Yeah,
that's the one you owned.
Yo, Otaku man, yeah, he wants me to get Hypersonic on. He's a crazy dude, man. I don't know if I want to have him on throw that. Yes, conspiracy theories and everything, you know. Anyway, let's move on because nobody really has it. Oh, by the way, Fergus.
Side note, by the way, still, despite that dude being such an asshole, we still ended up still being friends.
We were still friends with him, you know?
So
that's how it was. Interesting how that worked. By the way, Fergus also asked us, what were some games that started off good but ended off bad? We answered that in a previous episode, so refer to that, whatever episode it ended up is, you know? All right, next up, who do we have? Mob Hits. All right. Are developers slowly moving away from battle royale games? Are they?
There was a report. I'll find it. There's something I read over the weekend. They were talking about, like, what's the next battle royale game? And it was actually linked to. They gave it the name, and I'm blanking on the name. But it's the whole and maybe Brian knows about this. So you know the whole dark soul the dark zone system mechanic that's in the Division, where you have to find items and then extract, wait for a while. It's a PvP experience, and he said apparently that's really catching on in that type of form of grabbing loot and then trying to get it out while other players are aware and fighting you for it and stealing and the whole thing. There's a name, I'm blanking on the name, but apparently that's the new direction, and a few big titles are talking about implementing that type of mechanic in their game. And we're supposed to see some of that come to pass in 2022. I mean, we already know new Ghost Recon, which we were all, I don't think anyone was hyped when we saw that trailer. That's exactly what it's going to be. PvP, and you grab some loot, and you call for extraction, wait for the helicopter to come, and then you got other players trying to rob you. So, but I think that they gave it a name. I got a fucking name. It's got a name now. And apparently that's the replacement.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen any trend. I mean, I guess there's less of these games coming out now. But I don't have any data to back this up, so I don't want to say definitively one way or another, you know? If you guys let us know, please let us know, but I have absolutely no idea. I will just say I hope so. We need Battle Royale gone. We don't need any more of that.
Then, Tony, what you're saying is that you haven't seen any rumblings about it yet?
Yes, I haven't seen any rumblings.
Oh, that's got it. Nice.
Oh, man.
Yo, by the way, I think you know, maybe they are losing their luster. There's other live service games that are freaking Lost Ark has had like a million people playing at the same time.
It's like, yeah, don't worry. Remember what happened with New World? That's gonna drop down real quick. You know.
Then to be fair, Lost Ark is not made by Amazon. It's just published by them. Like it was already done like years ago. I mean, like it was. I remember talking about it in the STF Human Play days.
Oh damn!
Damn!
Wow! Yeah.
Because it's Korean and just never got localized. That's why.
Yeah, makes sense.
So Amazon just seems to have footed the bill for the localization. So hence they said, cool, we'll publish it here.
Probably a better approach, because look what happens when they try to do a new game from scratch. You know, you get Crucible.
Order. Yeah, so I haven't, you know, the Fortnite, is that still a thing?
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Because, you know, it you would hear about it all the time, but it's, you know, we're still sort of in the know of trends and stuff in video games, and I haven't heard anything about Fortnite.
I see Fortnite all the time because they're always adding characters. The last thing I saw was today they're adding in Uncharted characters. One of them is the Tom Holland one. It's like, okay.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a social thing. It's about the skins and stuff. It's not so much the game innovating. It's social.
They put both. They put Tom Holland. Yeah,
and Nolan North one.
And the Nolan North one. And then, you know, for Chloe, they put the movie Chloe and then the game Chloe.
Yeah. So, Fortnite's always, you know, in the news, sort of speak, you know.
So if you guys were to guess, I'm going to do a Brian here.
Uh-oh.
If you were to guess where Fortnite is in terms of Twitch stream viewers right now, what would you say it'd be?
Good question.
I'm not going to include
five, maybe?
It's in the top five. Got to be in the top five.
It's got to be. It's got to be. Because it's still the younger audience using it to hang out with their friends. Yeah, so.
So you're saying it's top five for the keys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the keys.
It is definitely not in the top five.
What?
I can list the
Is it one of the Five Nights at Freddy games?
No. Friday Night at Freddy's is not in the top five. Top five is Lost Ark, which has 422,000 viewers. Damn.
Yeah, the game just came out. This came out.
Okay, next.
Number two, shout out to Brian again. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Damn.
Number
three. Oh, damn.
We're going to be in our 60s and 70s, and that game is still going to be in the... That is the Mario of our generation.
It's a life service game.
It really is.
That's probably the first one.
No, but then, like, okay, we all have bought the game like 17 times over, so who doesn't have the game?
Listen,
and
like,
who's watching it? That's the crazy
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Who doesn't have the game to play?
It's just something you pass down to every generation. It's like, I just got a game or I want to play it. It's just fucking Grand Theft Auto. That's all you play.
Number three is Halo Infinite. That's the biggest surprise for
me. I'm surprised. I thought that game was like falling off, you know?
People are still watching it.
Journalists are these days. They don't know how to read numbers. Or play games, some of them.
Number four.
And number four, okay.
Valorant.
What?
That game's still around?
That is, the free-to-play?
Oh, yeah. It's big in the esports. The esports scene. It's like the CSGO type thing.
Man, he left. So, he didn't want to hear about Valorant.
Yeah, he rage quit. He's like, when it came to Switch, they kept sending us, we're on Switch. And so I'm like, who's going to play this? Like, is this a thing? And I guess it is.
Wait, I got to read this comment because I don't understand it. Drunken Guardian goes, I don't get Valorant. Lots of sweaties. Sweaties. What does that mean?
Sweaty people.
Is that what it is? Yeah, is sweaty people. Dudes playing this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. All right, what's number five? And then we can move on to the next question. All right, so, as soon as we stopped talking about Valorant, Manny came back. Oh, you know?
Well, something surpassed Valorant in the last minute.
Oh.
And Valorant's still top five. League of Legends is
Legends. Yeah.
League of Legends is always there, you know.
Yeah, and then
they got a new cartoon. All the kids are reminded that that game exists.
Yeah. Jay Shep, he goes, so you guys think Halo fans are being guilted into playing?
Probably.
Apex is, and then it's Apex, then it's something called Slots. I don't know what the hell that is.
Like casino slots?
Like casino, slots. Like casino stuff?
I know different type of slots.
Yeah.
Hey, not that one, Adam.
and then it's Minecraft, and then it's Escape from Tarkov. Never heard of that
one. Making up games, Carlos.
What is that? A Riddick game or something? What is that?
It's a simulation FPS. And then it's followed by Call of Duty, Warzone.
Call of Duty. And
then it's Fortnite.
Yeah. By the way, speak about. Go ahead.
No, I'm just looking at the Steam charts, and this is something I've never seen before. Lost Ark has topped the Steam charts, because usually it's always Counter-Strike and Dota, like the top two, but now it's Lost Ark.
Yeah, it's Lost Ark, yeah. That, it's like a
in
record.
Sales or player or in play count?
Players both peak today and concurrent right now. Like, concurrent numbers is 672,000 compared to CSGO, which is like 10 years old now, which is 405,000. And peak is 1.3 million opposed to 1 million for CSGO. So, yeah.
Up
tell you this, with the rep over that we have, the coalition that we're dealing with Amazon, they're sending us emails like every week. How's it going? Are you having any problems? Let me know if you need anything. Constantly. We could not believe it. Like, it's okay. The review's going great. The guy working on it, he's...
Are you allowed to say this publicly, by the way?
It's out. It's already out.
No, I'm talking about the exchange with this guy. I don't know, no, Adam.
I'm not giving it a name. I'm just saying. Yeah. And it wasn't anything harsh. It was just different. Usually, we don't... That's not the case. They send a code. They say, here's a guy. Just let us know if you need anything. This was constant communication. They really wanted to nail this, and if there's any issues, they wanted to hear back from the people covering it. So they really invested time in it. So
I respect
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm glad it's working out, because they definitely have a marketing team that was trying to hear if there was any rumblings of, wait, there's this one section I go to, it's always crashing. Whoa, 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 whoa. They wanted to know if there was any problems at all times. So there you go. I'm glad it's working. Yeah, I'm glad it's working.
Yeah.
All right. Rumblings, you say?
Rumblings. There you go. Rumbling. Oh, man.
It's a drinking game now.
All right, moving on here. Where are we? Mob Hits, another one. All right. Will Microsoft have a stronger esports presence by the time its deal with Activision Blizzard is finalized? Will players be forced to only use Microsoft products at Call of Duty events? Who knows, man? Like, we don't even know if Microsoft is only going to have these kind of events.
Like, what will happen to BlizzCon and all that other stuff?
Yeah.
They might
appropriate and call it a like, MicroCon or something like that, or XCon.
Well, that was the other thing. How were the attendance before COVID? Was it a big thing? Did a lot of people attend?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was that one year where
things know that one year. And after did it fall off?
Don't you all have cell phones?
Or what is this, an off time of the year
off-season April Fool's joke. Yeah, so who know? Again, this is speculative. We're not going to delve into that. Who knows? I guess we'll see. All right.
Can I just chime in? Yeah. Hardware will probably just be PCs, because from what I've seen, everyone just does PCs. This was actually one of the contentious points when Sony bought Evo, because again, from what I was hearing from the Street Fighter crowd, they were like, they don't really want to play on PlayStation, they want to play on PCs, because PCs just get lower latency, and that's good. So hence they were like, they were kind of scared that if Sony goes down the route, they'll force everyone to play on PlayStations, and they don't like that.
Okay. I just answered my own question. I was going to ask you, like, what else would they play besides PC? Consoles, I guess, right, Brian? Because I just, in my mind, like, esports is all PCs, you know? Because I was like, it's not Macs. Those are trash for gaming, you know? PCs as opposed to consoles. Makes sense.
Yo, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's the word on the street? God damn it!
Yeah.
He got the word Street Fighter. You know, on the street.
What was his? I thought it was much. I thought there was like a joke to the rumbling. So I'm like, I don't quite get that. But
Is it Andrew? Remember the Street Fighter player from New York that made it big? He used to play at the Chinatown Fair. Also, Manny, you remember him? He made it big, and he still has a YouTube channel, and he still competes in tournaments. Do you remember him?
I don't remember. I don't know
something Wong. He lived in
Justin Wong.
Justin Wong. Justin Wong. There you go.
He's from New York.
Yeah, he's from New York.
I didn't know that.
I thought he was a West Coast.
That's what I thought too. Yeah.
No. He's from New York. Chinatown Fair. His whole story was through that whole thing. But I was gonna say. He plays on PlayStation. So,
yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Oh, you. So he's a pro.
I think we follow each other on Twitter. Let me see some.
What about there's this one guy that won a Street Fighter tournament on a PS1 controller or something like that. He's like the only one to play on that controller. Yeah. I was like, Daigo or
from New York, New York. Probably means he comes from Chinatown.
Yeah. See, here it is. I got it confused. So Justin Wong does not follow me back on Twitter, but Daigo Umehara does. You know?
Oh, Daigo.
So, the real one. Exactly.
Kid. Holy shit.
The real one.
That was ridiculous. That video.
Yo, did you see people start doing that to Justin Wong now, Adam? Like in recent months, they like, you know, when he's playing Street Fighter 3 online, people do the same shit to him, you know? They do the Chun-Li. No. And he's like, damn it. He's like, he's Daigo. Justin Wong thinks it's funny, though, you know?
If you people haven't seen it, go look that up.
That shit is legendary.
The greatest esports moment ever.
Ooh, here's a good question. What happened to the Blizzard launcher? Will that still be around?
I think all launchers are going to disappear.
Yeah.
Eventually, it's going to
Battle.net?
Yeah, Battle.net, right? Yeah.
I hope they fucking get rid of that shit.
Get rid of that battle.net.
But then again, they said they were going to keep them separate. Remember, they're like, oh, they're going to be under our umbrella, but they're going to be running their own thing, sort of like how Bethesda and all
stuff. Do that. Fix Heroes of the Storm. That's all I ask.
They did say that president in that recent interview, Microsoft, not Phil. Uncle Phil's a big CEO, but the other one underneath him said that he wants to bring Call of Duty to Switch.
I saw that. Let's see about that, bro. Yeah, we'll I think Call of Duty on this fucking thing,
it,
you know.
Yeah, it could come to Switch, but you know what'll happen.
It'll be streaming.
Coming to Switch.
Well, if they,
well, it is and it isn't, you know.
It's running on something else.
Unless they port that mobile.
That's yeah, they could do that too.
We gotta work on these low-end phones. We can get it on your shit.
All right. What's up? Carlos, you want to say something?
Oh, no. I said, don't people got phones?
Yeah, right. All right.
Heroes of the Storm. On your phone.
Yeah.
On the phone.
All right. I'm going to throw in these extra two questions because we need more questions tonight, also for Mob Hits. This is the test your might bonus question. This one could be controversial. I think he's trying to stir shit up.
Oh.
Which will be more forgettable, Horizon Forbidden West or Elden Ring?
I actually have an answer to this, right. And it's going to be a great answer.
All right, you go first then.
Forspoken.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Because everyone's already forgot about it. Like, I swear the game comes out like 2 weeks after Zero Dawn, right?
Brian, this is how bad it is. I wrote a preview for that game, and I already forgot. You know, and it's crazy because I was hyped. I was hyped for that game, and then I saw the preview. I'm like, you were like, we'll see about that. You know, all right, Bob Hits, you're trying to start shit. We're not gonna go further with this question. All right, Bebop Boru bonus question is, will third party games carry PlayStation until God of War Ragnarok releases? Maybe. I mean, what else is coming out?
Yeah,
after, also after Forbidden up. West, I don't know, man.
Doesn't seem like
it. Like the cover girl say, "Yo no sé."
We don't even know when. Yeah, we don't even know when God of War's coming out, man. Like, he says like, will they push God of War back until the end of the year to have a holiday game? We don't even know when the hell the game's coming. You know,
it's not coming out the first half of this year. Oh,
Gran Turismo 7. When is that coming out?
That's actually coming out like June.
March.
March.
So I guess the question would be like, after Forbidden West and Horizon, will it just be third parties carrying PlayStation until the next big exclusive?
Well, I mean,
James. Yeah.
The thing with video games lately in this generation and last generation, it only takes like 3 first party games in 1 year to,
to say that they want the year.
That is true.
Yeah, like they're usually we don't get, 4 Sony like big hitting Sony first party games or Microsoft or Nintendo for that matter. Like it's
you're right.
It hasn't happened this generation.
No, it doesn't happen like that. You know, so yeah, like if they have Forbidden West, Gran Turismo 7 and God of War, that'd actually be a good year. You know, but the way things are going now.
The only company that's in trouble is Microsoft because they're buying the whole goddamn field. It's like they have no point to they have no choice other than to release for first party releases in a year.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, with that said, then here's my question: which studio out of all these Microsoft studios that you think will be able to produce the next big new IP?
Well, it's not the people making Fable or Halo or Gears or Forza or Call of Duty or. I'll say it's Bethesda because they're Starfield could be a hit.
Starfield will probably be a hit just because it's Bethesda, that specific team. He's like, oh, Fallout in Space, I want it. That's all you need. It'll be a success for sure. But yeah, all right, we'll move on. Next question here, Black Metal Gamer. Right, he asked us one question about what are your favorite Easter eggs. We answered that before, but related to that, what games compelled you to find everything? For him is Dark Souls and Zelda. My thing is like every game compels me to get everything. Like I'm like, if I'm playing a game, I gotta get everything,
Yeah. I mean, if I really like the game, I'll go get everything in it. If not, I'll just, do a Lords of Shadow and just play through the game and, sell it.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we kind of answered this in a way before, I think,
I call it playing for keeps.
What happened, Carlos?
For me, it's not every game. It's, It has to be like really, really special game. I mean, even even a game like what's it called? Freaking Monster Hunter World.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Monster Hunter World, I mean, that's a I love that fucking game, but I'm not crazy enough. I'm not crazy enough to do what Brian did.
I feel like there's like a there's like a level, right? You know, with like such a game with a
With a game like that, I'm not trying to get every single little thing.
Yeah, Monster Hunter World with something so vast, you should like at least for that game, the way I saw it was like I get the things that I want in it, and then I think I feel good about it. But like for certain games, like, you know, for more of the single player games, you know, with the exploration stuff, I would, you know, want to get everything inside of the game.
Yeah. I'm playing a little certain some game right now that I'm trying to get everything in, you know, because those kind of games.
You're trying to get to that 100% before certain things happen?
Yeah, I can't say this, though, because it's not a spoiler. It's one of those deals where I can't look at the trophy list yet, which is kind of aggravating. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to be able to try to get the platinum until I see what the hell the trophies are. Although I have gotten 77% of the trophies, just me playing it my normal Tony way of doing as many things as possible, you know?
Is it a certain game on the horizon?
Yes. I'm forbidden from talking about it right now, Brian. You know?
West, see your review about it.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that was terrible, but come on.
That was
terrible. It's a good attempt. It's a good attempt.
Yeah. People on the West Coast will... Actually, no, that's bad, too. They get it at the same time.
You can't talk about it until the West Coast is in the next day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 77% trophies, man. That's how I do. Because, again, I like to do like if I see a map, I'm like, I got to do everything. Got to do everything, you know? So it just naturally happened that way.
And it expands the story sometimes, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's not really like, you know, because Logic Wins is impressed, but that's just how I play, man. You know? Kishak, you can't ask me questions, bro. I can't answer that until 3 a.m., you know? He's like, are the side quests good? I can't answer that.
I will say this, though, and this is obviously just
Jay Chef said Rico already got the platinum in it. Rico, you have the game. He already got the platinum. You already know.
I feel like most people don't do what you do.
Oh, no, they don't. No, they don't. I think most people just play through the main campaign and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
Which to me is insane. I'm like, look at all that shit on the map. How do you not do it? You know,
because most of the time it's just filler. They're just trying to throw things in just to get you to do shit to keep playing the game. But the meat and potatoes is the story.
Yeah, for sure. But I can't play like that. You know, I like there's shit there. I need to do it. You know, especially if it's a multiplayer type of game like Monster Hunter, I'm like, I don't care. You know, whatever. You know, I'm not there for that. I'm here to hunt some monsters. But if it's a single player game, I want to do everything. You know. All right. Moving on here. Okay, a couple of things here. Black Metal Gamer also asked us what other Marvel properties we want Insomniac to do. We've answered that. We're like, no more. Stop it after Wolverine. Do your own thing, you know? And then Black Mage asked us, what is a personal gaming achievement that you are proud of? We've answered that before. So the final question, unless somebody sneaks in some extra questions here before we wrap up, is also from Black Mage. This is interesting. I want to know why he's asking this question. Let's get into it.
What color are your underwear?
Yeah, right. he goes, are we on the cusp of another gaming golden age like the ones we experienced in the 90s and early 2000s, or is gaming in a dry spell? I want to know why he is asking about golden age. I'm like, what do you see now that makes you believe we're about to enter a golden age of gaming? Because to me, it's all downhill. Maybe I'm being cynical, you know, but that's the way I see it.
Some people see golden age as like, this is the pinnacle. This is it. This is as high as it's going to go after this, everything's going to look a little bit better, but it's not going to hit anything. I don't know. I mean, we've seen the largest jump that we've had was when we had from the PS2 to the PS3 with that and the Xbox and the 360, that was a huge jump. And then after that, everything is just, it looks a little better, a little brighter, but that's really changed.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have another 1998 or 2007. Those were the best years in gaming, right? I don't think that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at, again, I'm just extrapolating off of what we have now. To me, gaming is kind of going downhill, you know, because it's just a lot of regurgitation going on, a lot of buggy games, as we talked about, you know, a lot of just yeah, just blandness all around, you know? Like Chris always says, the Applebee's effect. Every game has to have everything for everybody. So no yeah. game is special, right? So I don't really, I don't think, you know, because people go, are we going to have a gaming crash? No, that's not going to happen. But I don't think gaming is going to be as, like, creatively rich as it used to be. You know, and this is not even a problem with just gaming. It's media in general. If you've seen it, I'm not trying to get too deep into it. Media in general has just gotten really stale, really bad. Because, again, they're trying to make this stuff for everybody. They're trying to be inoffensive. So it's a problem with, you know, all media in general. I'm talking about movies, TV shows, music. It's just bland gruel, basically. You know, it's like just
and a lot of it is all dependent on all things that have come before.
Yeah,
we're talking about with the Elden, you can literally count on your fingers the actual new franchise that you have coming out, new games that are coming out. All the rest are just, you know, the cheap
look at the last direct. It's, you know, look at the last direct. Yeah. All ports. I was going to ask this on Twitter, but I don't want to get too much heat. I was going to go, hey, here's a challenge for 2022. Name a movie you're excited about that isn't based on a franchise or something else.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
A movie or game that's not established franchise. Genuinely new game or movie.
Yeah, exactly.
You probably can't do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Everything. I'm sure people say sequel now.
Shout out to Nope. Oh, Seafood. Drunken Guardian. Yo, man. Drunken Guardian. Shout out to Drunken Guardian, man.
You drunk?
Wait, I'm confused. He just said Nope.
Yeah,
no, the movie Nope.
Oh.
Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's made Get Out and what was the other one?
And Us.
Yeah, I don't know why you're asking, Tony. You're not going to know.
I don't know who these people are.
Wait, Jordan Peele, you own Key and Peele, man?
Oh, Key and Peele. Is he the bald one or the other one?
The other one.
He's the other one. Okay, got the glasses guy, right?
He's gotcha, the one that gotcha. Did the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, just say Key, right? Yeah, just say those guys. I know that those guys, yeah. I didn't realize they were directors.
Yeah, but just him. Yeah. He's been doing like horror movies.
I know the bald dude was the Predator movie. That was terrible.
Well, that was terrible. But the other one that we're talking about, he's more behind the scenes directing, writing.
Right? He's more in the directing now.
Nope. All right, film. You guys fill me in. You know,
I like the way the names of his movies are just like small, like one syllable, like one syllable words or like short sentences. Get Out. Nope. And us.
Yeah.
Remember that was the running joke with Van Damme. All of them just had like two words in it.
No, it was Steven Seagal. It was always three words.
Above the law. Yeah, Mark for death. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just two words. Just two words. Yeah.
No,
remember it was either a movie or a show. Yeah, there was a movie or a show called You. Right. You know, Y-O-U. I didn't know what the fuck that was for a while, you know? And I saw, I'm not going to get into it, but it was a newscaster, famous newscaster. She didn't know what the fuck this was, you know? I was like, yeah, it's like you. Like, what do you mean me?
Oh, yeah, I saw.
That's like who's
like
on
you, first. You. Yeah, it was totally you who's on first.
The TV show.
You like, what are you talking about? We've never met. Why are you talking about me? Time Cop was Van Damme. That was not Seagal. And that was Time Cop was actually one word.
Van Damme.
Yeah, no, because we were talking about Seagal. Van Damme, one word. Kick, but it's here's the thing.
No, it's always three for Steven Seagal. It's always three syllable things.
I always bring up Van Damme because of the whole thing.
I'm noticing something now with Van Damme. It's one word that's actually two words.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
Kickboxer, Bloodsport, Time Cop. but it's just one word. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's funny, man.
It's a hyphen.
Right, not Hard Target though. Hard Target's two words.
But it's always two. You see what it is though. Two syllables.
Yeah.
So Van Damme has two syllables, and Steven Seagal has three.
Yeah, March for Death. You know.
I just found out Van Damme was in Breaking, the first one.
Yeah, he's a background guy.
Yeah, he's a background guy.
He's just all like, you know.
Yeah. He flew down because it was Orion, the publisher, and they flew him down to L.A. so that way they can start working on the Bloodsport movie. And they needed people to fill in for that scene because they were filming Breaking. So they just told him to go down. So there's an early scene. You see one of the guys breakdancing out on the beach side, and everyone's clapping. And he's one of them. You see him like the
yeah. Oh, here's another one. Thank you, Logic Grants, for reminding me. Another two words into one. Lionheart! Remember that dude?
Lionheart!
Oh, man. Hard to Kill. That was Steven Seagal, wasn't it?
Hard to Kill.
Hard to Kill. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Under Siege. Yeah.
What's his... Van Damme is coming back for that new Bloodsport. If you saw the trailer.
Here we go.
He's coming back.
He's going to be doing splits again, you know?
Re-Bloodsport.
Oh, man.
More blood.
Yeah, by the way, anybody else actually want to answer the question? Are we heading into...
What was it again?
We're talking about Steven Seagal right now. We got distracted.
Oh, Gaming Golden Age.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say that this year was the Gaming Golden Age.
Nah.
I mean, maybe you didn't live in those two eras that we were talking about, and maybe you think because this is the one that you remember, it's the one that you think is a Golden Age era of gaming. But can you really legitimately say there's anything at this point in time that has shook the scene?
There isn't.
There's no roadie run. The only thing that this era can claim the claim to fame is that they've mastered predatory fucking system monetization. That's the only thing I could say. You know.
Yeah. No, I still maintain the last great era of gaming was the PS2 era. After that. I mean, granted, 2007 was good for the generation after that, right? But generation PS3, generation 360, that's when a lot of the problems started, especially all this fucking always online bullshit, patch it later mentality. You know, it all really started there, you know? PS2 era was the last, what I call, pure era of gaming before all the bullshit started happening.
But you think about it, like, you know, obviously the games have gotten, you know, a lot larger these days, you know, and, you know, there's a lot more expectation behind them, and there's a lot more chances for things to go wrong. Right? Yeah. So, I mean, you know, something's got to give at some point in time, where it's like, okay, you want a really beautiful game with a whole open world with 1,000 side quests that you probably never play. You know, I feel like you know, at some point, you know, developers just need to just cut their losses and just be like, okay, this is. And this is what we're putting out. But then the minute they start telling you how many hours a game is, everybody starts losing their mind. Oh, it's not long enough.
No. Where's the content? You know?
Where's the content?
And then they don't finish the game.
The funny thing is that, like, you know, every single game developer knows how the percentage of people who will finish these games. And they're making games to be finished now. A lot of these things.
Yeah.
Like, look at the way Spider-Man is. Most people have finished Spider-Man because it's just at the cusp of it being, you know, being a tedious sort of game. It's a fairly easy the platinum, too.
Yeah, 23 hours, you get the platinum. It's fantastic. I wish more games were like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, listen, I'm not trying to be here all day, man. Let me finish this shit over a weekend. I can get about my life, you know? That's why some people were like, you know, I was talking on Twitter, it was all right conversations because I was talking about Lost Ark because I didn't know what the fuck this game was about, you know. So I looked at it, I'm like, oh, it's an MMO, I'm good, you know. And they'll be like, Tony, you gotta try MMO. I'm like, no, I'm good. I cannot sink that many hours into one single game. That is insanity. You know,
MMO is they want to get you into the system, and once they get you into the system, they keep the keep it flowing so that they can keep the money flowing. That's all they do.
Somebody asked me, like, hey, Tony, what would it take for them to get you into an MMO? I'm like, have a separate single player story that I could complete in 20 hours. That's how you do it, you know? Mm. So I could just get the fuck out of there, you know?
Did you ever play that DC Online?
Yeah, that's the last one. I was like, yeah, I put a ton of hours into that shit. Like, 50 hours. I'm like, this is not going anywhere. There's no ending to this. It just goes on and on and on, and then you feel trapped. I'm like, I don't want that. I want to know when I'm playing a game, this has a definitive end that I could check out, you know? So that's the reason I went to get the Platinum in Odyssey, Valhalla. I'm like, this game is too fucking long. And I checked the Platinum. Like, it's less time to get the Platinum to finish this game. You know, 100%, I'll do that. I needed it out. I was going fucking insane after 130 hours, you know? I think I talked about this in a previous episode. After about 100 hours, something snaps in my head. I'm like, I need to stop playing this game. Manny, I noticed this. It's either 2 weeks or 100 hours. Either one of those hits first, I'm like, okay, I need to stop. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, you can't keep playing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Even if I like the game. You know, even if I like it, somebody's like, no, you got this is.
But I also think it also has to do with how you play the game too. Like, you don't stop.
No.
You do. You're done. When you're done, you're done. You're like kind of like me in a sense where I do the one and done playthrough, but I spread it out where it's like played slower so I can play.
I do a fire hose. You know. Poof. Yeah. You know, yeah. That's the thing. But yeah, so that's why I'm not fucking with no MMOs, none of these live service games. Anything that doesn't end, no, I'm not fucking with. Get out of here with that. All right, I think we're done here, man. Good show, you know. Brief, but we had a lot of people in the chat, so I appreciate that, you know.
Good stuff.
You guys are the best, man. All right.
The
best. Yeah.
Yo, speaking of movies, you know what comes out in less than 3 weeks?
Doctor Strange.
Oh, no, that comes out in May.
That comes out, yeah. I don't know what comes out in 3 weeks.
Oh, Batman.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, shit, really?
March 4th?
Batman.
Batman.
The Batmans.
Oh, I mean, comes out. Batman.
That movie actually looks kind of cool, to be honest.
Batman, Spider-Man? No.
This is a weird thing to explain it, but like when I saw the trailer, like the first thing that came to my mind is like, it looks practical. Does that make sense? Like, you know, because usually like there's like CG movies and shit, but
then again, that guy director did direct the Planet of the Apes movie, and that's fully CG shit, but yeah. He did good work with it.
He's doing good. Yeah, I would express that from like Chris Nolan does a lot of stuff practical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. By the way, I got to address it real quick. Drunken Guardian goes, Tony, I'll get you on Destiny one day. Did you not see the top of the show, dude?
He loves it. Yeah. He loves Destiny. He lives on Destiny. They have a character named after him. He's all about
fucking Destiny. No, but in all honesty, I've sunk like over 100 hours into both those games. I'm fucking done with Destiny. Fuck that shit. And Drunken Guardian, I'm blaming you. You're one of those guys. I know you're one of those guys. Oh, you got to come back with the new DLC. It's different. It's different.
Oh, he's always the fucking same.
You know? No, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. You know? All right. Anyway, do we have
any... By the way, he put LMAO, I know.
Motherfucker, man.
He wanted it. He got you, man.
He got me.
Yeah. Oh, he got you. Fell into his trap.
Hey, listen, it's real, though, man. It's real, you know? All right, do you have anything to plug around here?
You mean that review that you're not supposed to talk about?
No, I could talk about it, you know? I could talk about the fact that the review's coming.
Okay, there you go.
Manny, you don't have anything because, you know...
No, not right now. Just the usual. Like, there's a lot of things in the pipeline, so just stay tuned. That's all I got to say.
Good stuff. So, yes, as Manny said, at 3 a.m., or probably by the time you guys are listening to this episode in the morning, my review for Forbidden West will be up on Tom's Guide. It's going up at 3 a.m. Eastern. Also, I'm also on the latest episode of Gamertag Radio. Me and Danny are talking about the game. Danny is new to the franchise. I guess veteran, you know, because I played the first one. So we kind of get both of our perspectives on it.
Wait. Didn't this guy own a PlayStation 4?
Yeah, but he never played Horizon until like...
Come on, man. Yeah. Well, then again, he is on...
Danny's an Xbox guy, you know?
Yeah, he bleeds Xbox. So
shout out to Danny. Paris was supposed to join us. I think he finished Horizon as well, like I did. But, you know, things, you know, Paris is a busy guy, you know? So
did he just finish the first one or the second one?
Second one. You know, Paris and I, we both play both of them.
I was gonna say, man, like, you know, these guys are coming out there saying, yeah, we play games on everything, and then they don't even play the
Paris games. Paris beat the first one, okay. you know, same thing with Danny. He was also late to Ghost of Tsushima. Meanwhile, me and Paris were there day one, you know?
Oh, okay.
Anyway, go to Tom's Guide, my review. Very lengthy review. There's a lot to cover in this game. And there's still stuff I didn't even touch on there. Not because it's worse. There's just so much in the game, you know? So go check that out. And I'll probably have some more stuff as well related to the game, because there's more things I want to say that I can't say at the moment, you know?
Is there a Can we stream that game at any point?
I don't know. I won't be able to stream it. I'll tell you that. You know, I don't have the time for that anymore, you know?
Okay.
Somebody gets it on Friday, go ahead, but, you know.
Okay.
That's it. All right, Adam, you have anything?
Oh, yeah, over at the Coalition got a bunch of reviews. Same thing. Rich has been working on that one, been playing that. He likes it, so we'll see how that goes.
He actually just put up an advertisement as to when it's going up. So,
that's going to correlate to something that you're going to talk about right now, Adam. There's a reason why we didn't have our show today. I am Negan, was because Rich was working hard and diligently on that review. But pretty soon,
it's back. Walking Dead is back. We saw the episode. We're hyped. We're gonna talk about it tomorrow. It'll be up tomorrow for I Am Negan. That's me, Carlos, Rich, and we got words to say because they're going out with a bang. They got some shit going on, and if it sticks to this, they finally got a zombie. What? No, this is gonna be awesome.
They actually called him a zombie, though.
I'm very excited to see where this goes. It looks like they're cutting all the fat, and they're like, you know what? We're down to the wire, balls to the wall. People are dying. We're going back to that again. People are dying. Right? That's it. So, yep, check that out if you haven't. It's on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. I Am Negan. If you want to get ready, if I'm back to Walking Dead, it's back.
It's back, baby. Good stuff. All right, man, we are done here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter and join the Discord where the rumors are always flying and the conversations are crazy.
Would you say that you get mobbed by rumors?
Yes, we do get mobbed by rumors. We are also on every podcast app on the planet. The same ones Adam just mentioned. Throwdown is there as well. Spotify, iTunes, you know, all that good stuff. Throwdownshow.com to listen to previous episodes, the audio versions. And if you're on YouTube right now, you enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go up. That's on Monday and Friday nights at 10:45 p.m. Eastern, man. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Have a good week, people.
Brett Murdoch. It's been real, party people.
This is...
He hasn't been here for like half an hour, you know? And Brian Manjoma.
PlayStation? More like play-centered.
Oh. Well, Brian, would you say that they're killing, content on PlayStation? Making it dead? Like Batman and Superman's mother, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time they censored their Japan studios.
They censored them out of existence, bruh. You know? All right, people. We'll see you, man. Later.
Later.